Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You're listening to All of It. We just finished speaking with Vulture writer Katherine Von Ehrendonk about the 2021 Emmy nominations. And in one of the most exciting nominations, comedian and late-night host Amber Ruffin earned a nod in the Outstanding Writing for a Variety Series category. Now, she's been nominated before, but for her work on Late Night with Seth Meyers. This year, she was nominated for her own talk show, her Peacock series, The Amber Ruffin Show. I had the pleasure of speaking with Amber and her sister, Lacey Lamar, back in January. The sisters joined forces to write a book that skewers and reveals deep-seated racism. But in a truly Amber Ruffin form, it is also spit-take funny. It's a compilation of true stories of unbelievable microaggressions and occasional macroaggressions that Lacey has faced while working, shopping, and just plain living while Black in Omaha, Nebraska. The book is titled, You'll Never Believe What Happened to Lacey, Crazy Stories About Racism. As Amber writes, we want to use this book to make sure people understand that when something racist happens to you, you can say it. You can feel however it makes you feel, and you can talk to people about it. You have that right. I began by asking Amber and Lacey, what did a story have in order for it to be included in this book?
The stories we chose for this book were stories that sounded like lies. Because there were so many stories that are just completely unbelievable. And we thought, we have a book's worth of stories if we only stick to the stories that are impossible to believe.
What is an example of one, Lacey, a story you think just sounds like a lie, but it happened to you?
Oh my goodness, there are too many. One was I was having a meeting with a coworker, and there was only one other Black woman that worked at this place, only other Black person. And after the meeting was done, which was about 15 minutes, when it was over, the coworker said, okay, yeah, can you ask Lacey to come in? Because I'm meeting with her next. And I said, I am Lacey. So they could not tell us apart. And might I add, I'm like 20 years older than this lady, you know, hair is completely different, but it didn't matter. They could not tell us apart.
Amber, what's a story you think sounds like a lie, but you know is true?
A story that sounds like a lie is while we were talking about putting in the book the story about when the guy thought that Lacey looked like Gladys Knight, while we were talking about it, a man came up to me and said, you look like Gladys Knight, as we were talking about it. it always sounds like a lie.
Yeah, Lacey,
it
in this book,
like a lie, but
people seem to think you look a lot like a lot of people. Can you provide us a list of people think you look like?
Oh, yes. Condoleezza Rice, Oprah Winfrey, Will Smith is my favorite one. Harriet Tubman, you name it. Any person of color, they will just come up and say that you look like them. I'm never surprised anymore by who people say I look like.
My guests are Amber Ruffin and her sister Lacey Lamar. The name of the book is You'll Never Believe What Happened to Lacey, Crazy Stories About Racism. Amber, in the book you write, I've forgotten more or less the constant flow of racism one must endure to live in the Midwest and be the only Black person at work. You clearly love your hometown, but have you just ever yelled to Lacey, like, get out, come to New York?
I mean, no, and she should. It's fun here. And now she knows. She's been here for like a month while we've been talking to people about the book, and it's nice. No one has come up to her and said anything crazy. Now, granted, it is COVID and we are not out and about, but it's pretty sweet here.
I was going to ask you, Lacey, you know, what do you love about Omaha, even as you experience all of these micro and, quite frankly, some macro aggressions?
Yeah. People ask me that all the time. Why are you still there? I still have my family, my daughter, my mother and father. I have brothers and sisters that live here. And I just have a great support system. I have lots of friends. And people are trying to make change. So there are a lot of organizations that are trying to deal with injustices and things like that. So it's getting there. Slowly but surely, it's getting there. And I like the little community that I live in. We support each other. It's not all horrible, but, you know, you do encounter racism quite frequently.
Lacey, you said little community. I mean, I feel like I could, if I came to visit you in Omaha, I could point to the people in the book now, given the stories you've written about.
You could.
What's the response been? Because there are people who are pretty identifiable.
Yeah. So some of those people have contacted me and apologized. No one has said, "Oh, why did you do that?" Or, you know, it hasn't been an angry response at all. But one response was hilarious. The lady contacted me and said, "Oh, I read your book and I was first reading this part and thought it was me, but oh, no, that couldn't have been me." And I said, "Oh, no, that was you." It was you. You did it. And then we had a nice conversation and then she apologized. But I thought people were going to be out and out angry. And I still might get some of those responses. I haven't gotten them yet. So I am surprised about that.
Amber, so many of these stories, that things that happen to Lacey often happen at work. And some of the worst people are the people in HR that she's had to deal with. You know, we've talked about this being New York and everything, but what version of this have you seen in the entertainment business?
None. I'm sorry, I haven't. When you audition, sometimes people are like, "Oh, you have to be blacker or less black," but I have never had, and I work in comedy, so we play pretty fast and loose, and still no one is saying things like this to me. But also, like, I am relegated to things that Seth Meyers has touched, and he'll laugh and joke, but he don't play, and he's not going to be associated with any place that gets out of pocket. So I haven't had a lot of these experiences. Like I have tons of friends who write comedy all over on a million different shows, and they have crazy stories, and I don't have anything like it.
My guests are Amber Ruffin and Lacey Lamar. The name of their book is "You'll Never Believe What Happened to Lacey: Crazy Stories About Racism." Okay, Lacey, what's your craziest hair story? Because all black ladies have a hair story.
Oh, the woman putting her hand in my hair, a complete stranger, and not ask. I didn't even see it coming. Sometimes when you see it coming, you can block it, because that happens where people go up to reach and I say, no, we don't touch each other's hair. This lady came up behind me. It was Christmas Eve, 2019, I will never forget it, and she walked up, dug into my afro puff, and she was from behind, so her hand got stuck in it. I don't think she'd ever touched black hair before. It's just not going to smooth out like through a Barbie doll. So she puts her hand in my afro puff, her hand gets stuck, my head snaps back, and when I whip around, it's this little white lady, and she's short, and she goes, "Oh, I just wanted to touch it, it's fluffy," and I just had to cut her off and say, "You know what? I don't put my hands in your hair. You don't put your hands in mine."
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Just the visual. The visual alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amber, there's a title. There's a chapter in the book called "Amber Ruins the Book," which is about police encounters. And I'm curious about when you were writing the book, did you go back and forth about how serious to get, about what to include when we're talking about violence and police and all that means?
Well, no. When we were writing the book, I thought it is a little irresponsible for us to include no serious stuff. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, I'm like, well, I want to also include some stories too. And these are the majority of the stories that I have are cop stories. For some reason, I am what cops crave. So I just have so many of them. I thought I'm going to include these, and that can be, because we knew at one point the book would have to tell the truthiest truth. Like,
all of Lindsay's stories are true, but there is a price, you know? Like, if you do the math of adding up all of Lacey's stories, this police brutality, I shouldn't say police brutality, this police prejudice is kind of what it adds up to, you mm-hmm. know? Like, there's a price. So I included all of these stories because I just wanted to make sure that we knew what all of these stories add up to.
Lacey, in the book, there's a passage that says, "I've never been able to understand why white people have such a low tolerance for hearing about racism. I mean, we have to live it. The least you could do is nod your mm-hmm. head." So mm-hmm. what has yeah. been liberating about writing the book that will be read by white people, but on their own time, and that you don't have to have this conversation?
Yeah. I feel, I'm glad that white people are able to read this. I feel like now they, and it's sad that it had to be in a book for them to believe it. That's what people are calling me and saying, "Oh my gosh, okay, I understand now." You understand mm-hmm. now? I've been telling you this the whole time. Like, when I would tell these stories, it was like no one believed me. Or even if they were the person in the book, they didn't feel like if I filed a complaint or talked to them about the behavior, it really wasn't that bad. I don't see how this is racism. I don't see how why you're so upset about this. But it does feel liberating that now that it's in a compiled all in a book and the truth is being told, now people can see it. People that were in the room when that happened can understand it now, I guess. I don't know. It's just, yeah, it's just kind of odd to me, but yeah.
How about for you, Amber?
Yeah, I mean, the same. What is crazy is when people won't believe you, because mm-hmm. I guess it, these are kind of unbelievable stories, but what do you think? Lacey's running around telling these fantastical lies for fun. You know what I mean? Like, what odd thing to lie about, you know? So I just always thought, why? Why would she want to start this beef with you at HR for fun? Why? How does she benefit from this? I mean, hey, if she got something, well, then let's talk. But she doesn't. She only loses. Why pick it up? I really got to say, that's always been my thought about it.
That was my conversation with comedian, late night host, and 2021 Emmy nominee Amber Ruffin and her sister Lacey Lamar. They are the authors of the book You'll Never Believe What Happened to Lacey, Crazy Stories About Racism.
I'm Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.